From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Government workers in Dominica take to the streets to protest a new civil service act. US officials say the Soviet presence in Cuba is now obsolete, and the economic crisis in Barbados a severe blow to the country.
This announcement, I think, contributes to a sense of isolation in Cuba. That is a sense of isolation on the part of people in the party, on the people in the military, that more and more Cuba...
I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Government workers in Dominica walked off their jobs today and picketed Parliament, where a new Civil Service Act was being debated. The civil servants say they haven't had enough time to scrutinise it, and furthermore, they believe parts of it are unconstitutional. The Civil Service Association, which represents government workers, says it only received a copy of the bill on August the 27th. The Act forms part of conditions laid down by the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank for a $2.5 million loan package being sought by the government of Prime Minister Eugenio Charles. As stipulated under the conditions, the Act needs to be on the law books by September the 15th. The president of the Dominica Civil Service Association, Alvin Clark, told Caribbean Report of their concerns.